times like these, or any moment when we have a crisis, tragedy, or a loved one passes, we want to be consoled. And at these times, we know that there are very few places, very few people who can do this. But the answer is there in front of us. He's always there. Christ can console us, and he does this because he is God. Because he loves us, and I'm all over the place. And that is the reality that we face. That is Christ who console us. And quite a few of the times we are not going to be consoled in this life. It's just a hard reality. Martha in our gospel wanted to be consoled too when her brother Lazarus passed. She knew who could console her, and it was only the Lord. So during that crisis, when her brother died, even though she knew that Christ could have healed him before he died, Martha still turns to Christ in her time of need. So does Mary, her sister. They go to Christ and plead for, on behalf of Lazarus, to raise him, possibly from the dead. Her innocent and unwavering trust in Jesus consoled them, and Christ came to her aid. And this is what we must do ourselves. We must turn to Christ in moments like these. This tells us that Christ is the only one. I am all over the place. I'm tired. It's a reality that we must come to terms with. At times there are crises. People pass away. That's part of life. But that's not the end. Christ is the resurrection and the life. Martha knew this at that time. She said it in the Gospels. This life is a life of battles on earth. Spiritual battles, in that we want to follow Christ, yet it's difficult to do it. We incur sufferings, pain, worries, different battles. But we must always remember that this life will pass, and it is Christ that matters the most in our life. He is the one that consoles us. He is the one who brings us to heaven. This past week, as I've been praying for my grandmother, offering masses for her, and as a new priest with a ministry in the hospital, I'm constantly surrounded by people who are suffering, who are experiencing trauma. And my job as a priest is to help them in whatever way I can. And it's primarily through the sacraments. The sacraments are powerful because Christ gave them the power through his death and resurrection. I could see it. I see it every day. And I know it. It's absolutely true. And for my grandmother, Christ was active truly in her life as well when she received the sacraments. The sacraments really guide us throughout life. At the beginning of the Christian life of baptism, when we fall and commit sin, confession, when we need spiritual food on our journey home, this is the Eucharist. And also anointing the sick when we have a serious illness. Of course, matrimony. And then also receiving all the last rites before our death. Christ gives us these sacraments as we wander, as we pass through this life to get to heaven. And so these sacraments aren't just for those times for the crisis, but throughout our lives, because Christ is constantly active. He wants to be and remain in contact with us. And that's how we do it. Grandma did that. And so we should continue to imitate her. Our dependence on ourselves and our abilities fall away in moments like these, knowing that we are powerless. What can we do? But we can run like Martha to Christ here in this church of Blessed Sacrament, and to pray for Grandma, to offer this sacrifice of the Mass, the merits that are won by Christ to help her for the repose of her soul, and so that we continue to pray for her and to remain close to Christ too, as she did. So we must pray for Josephine, and prayer is an expression of our hope in Christ. We must pray like every Christian who lives through trials, but these trials are not the end. Our life on earth is not the end. We are pilgrims in search of God, the one whom we love and who loves us in return. Josephine's life after death has only begun, and we believe this as Christians. Let's give thanks to God for the gift of her life and the blessings that God gave her. Our prayers are powerful now. We're like Martha running to our Lord to raise Josephine from the dead, but to an everlasting resurrection into new life. We commend Josephine to the mercy of God in the hope that our loved one sees face to face, God face to face in heaven. Until we see Josephine again, we hope in Christ and in his sacraments.